It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro, filling in for Renee Montaigne. In Afghanistan, election results are still trickling in after the parliamentary vote 2 weeks ago. And in Kabul, officials are examining hundreds of complaints of fraud and irregularities from around the country. The way those complaints are settled may ultimately determine whether Afghans accept this election as fairer than last year's troubled presidential ballot. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
In a public park near the presidential palace in Kabul, 2 dozen men and women gathered this week to make their case. They all came from sparsely populated Farah province, hundreds of miles west of Kabul, more specifically a remote mountain district called Porchaman. Porchaman district had around 20,000 registered voters in an election with mediocre attendance nationwide. Preliminary reports say 100%, or maybe closer to 150%, voted in the elections. The people in the park are all candidates who ran for election in Porchaman and lost. Mohammed Hashim Majbour says he campaigned for a month there, but when election day came, he and his supporters were chased away from the polls by men loyal to the local warlord, who took over the polling stations. Other candidates have similar stories. Their official observers were arrested, their telephones confiscated. When the preliminary results came out, the people of Porchaman had apparently voted for 2 men who are virtual unknowns there, as well as the son of the same local warlord. One electoral official from the province said that the ballots were collected and simply doled out for cash payments by the local warlord. Majbour says the election was stolen.
The people of Porchaman have two options, either to surrender to Taliban or to move out of Porchaman.
Sentiments like that fit a pattern that analysts say is driving many Afghans into the arms of the Taliban when they lose faith in the institutions of the Kabul government. Majbour says people here want democracy, but are getting none from Kabul. He and other candidates have presented their testimony to Afghanistan's electoral bodies, but they don't have a lot of faith they'll get a fair shake. One of the candidates who won in Porchaman, though he's never set foot there, is the brother of President Karzai's deputy national security advisor. That candidate, Haji Shah Mahmoud Spinzada, told NPR by phone that there was zero fraud in his province. He admits he's never been to Porchaman, but claims the 5,000 or so votes he got there are legitimate. Another apparent winner in Porchaman, Masood Bakhtawar, allowed there could have been a few irregularities, but said the complaints are coming mostly from sore losers. It's just human nature to complain about the winner when you lose, says Bakhtawar, who is the son of a powerful former Mujahideen commander in the province. The winner of the most votes in Porchaman, the son of the local warlord, also told NPR there had been no fraud. All three of the main vote-getters asked to see the evidence, which is presumably now in the hands of the Electoral Complaints Commission. Ahmed Zaya Rafat, a spokesman for the commission, said all complaints will be considered equally. What will we do with powerful people? Our judgment will be equal to all, and we won't look at who is strong and who is weak, said Rafat. The complaints against the warlords from Porchaman, as well as the brother of Karzai's cabinet member, have been before the commission for a week already, and no ruling has been issued so far. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.